Yavamas Perek Hey Mishnah Vav. Now the Rav points out we're dealing with one Yavama to one Yavam. Cholatz va'asa Mimer. If he does Chalitza to this Shomer's Yavam, and then after he does Chalitza, he's Mekadesher. Or Nosan Get Ubal, or after the Chalitza, same woman, he does Chalitza, and then he gives her a Get too, and then he's Baal her, L'shem Kedushin. Oh, Baal, or he does Bia, so he's Miyabim her, V'asa Mimer, and he does a Mimer. V'nosan Get, or after he does the Bia, he gives a Get. V'cholatz, or after the Bia, he does Chalitza. So in the first few cases, Ein Acher Chalitza Klum. After Chalitza, like we've said in the past, it's irrelevant what happens. Bein Batchila, Bein Be'emsa, Bein Besof. Whether the case is Chalitza happened first, which is like the case of Cholatz V'asa Mimer, whether Chalitza happened Be'emsa, so what's that case? That case is, the Rav points out, like, let's say he first gives the first one a get, and then he gives the second one chalitza. Or, if we're dealing with one yavama, he gives that same woman first a get, and then he gives her chalitza. So that's a case where it's be'emtza, it's the second thing that happened. If afterwards he tried to do a mimer to one of the yavamas, a different one, it's irrelevant. It doesn't work at all. Because once chalitza is done, chalitza totally eliminates the zika. And what's bein basof? What do we mean when we say that everything after Chalitza is irrelevant, always, whether it's Tchila, Emsa, Sof. So what's the case of Sof? The case of Sof, the Rav points out, is when two things happen beforehand. Let's say first he gave a Mimer, and then he gave a Get after the Mimer to, let's say, one Yavama. And then a third step happened, where he then did Chalitza after a Mimer and a Get, whether it was with one woman or whether it was with a second Yavama. Nevertheless, the Chalitza eliminates the Zika, no matter when the Chalitza happens. V'habi'ila, the Mishnah continues, that a bia that's done, bizmanchi b'tchila ein achra klum. If it's done first, then anything that happens afterwards is inconsequential, because he was miyabim her. And that's it. Be'emtza, but if the bia happened in the middle, uvasof, or the bia happened at the end, so if something else happened that weakened the zika, whether, let's say he did a mimer to two different wives, or he gave a get and a mimer, or cases like that, Yesh achrei klum. So now there is something that has to come after it. So bia be'emsa, that's where there's one action that took place. Let's say there was a get given to one person. And then he does bia. So now you have a problem. He's got to do something else. Because when he does bia to the second woman, it does not work to be kinda kinyan gomer to get rid of the zika of yibum to both of them. Because he gave a get. And when he gave a get to the first one, he weakened the zika. Because when a get is given, which weakens the zika, Bia cannot work anymore to be kona through Yibum. That's why we've always said that he has to still do Chalitza. And if he would actually try to do a Mimer to a third wife, the Rav points out, a third wife from his dead brother, that would have a consequence, and he'd be ushered to marry her relatives. And the case of Basof, where if Bia is done at the end, there still is a relevance afterwards. That's when Bia happens after two actions. Let's say he gives a get to the first one, and then he does a mimer to a different Yavama, and now he goes back to the first one, and he's Baal her. So here the bia doesn't work to get rid of the Zikas Yibum, like we've said. So now he can no longer just be Megarish over the get, he still needs to do Chalitza, like the Rav points out. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Achas Bila, V'Achas Chalitza, whether it's bia or Chalitza, Bein Betchila, Bein Be'emsa, Bein Besof, Ein Achra Klum. According to Rabbi Nechemya, not just Chalitza, which the Chum held, works, and there's no consequence after Chalitza is done. Anything that you would try to do to the women wouldn't have any ramifications. So too, the same thing Rabbi Nechemya held by Bia too. That even like the case we just said, the Bia comes at the end, Rabbi Nechemya didn't require afterwards Chalitza is done. That just like Chalitza eliminates the Zika, so too Be'ila also eliminates the Zika. Even if it's Be'emsa B'sof. He is Karna the Yavama, a Kenyan Gomer, and he eliminates the Zika. And if you'd want to get rid of this Yavama, the only way to get rid of her is with a get. She becomes like his full-fledged wife. And he would not need Chalitza anymore. And if he'd try to be Mekadesh, a different wife of this dead brother, the Kedushin would not be Chal.